Hello and welcome back to another episode of CamFM Trending, the podcast where CamFM, the official student station of the University of Cambridge and Anglia Ruskin, syndicates all of the exciting interviews we do on our airwaves and preserves them here in perpetuity for your listening pleasure. This episode focuses on an interview that I, Daisy, the current station manager of CamFM, did with Abby Pollock, the Leeds Shorts programmer at the 43rd annual Cambridge Film Festival, which took place this year from Thursday the 24th of October to Thursday the 31st of October. Halloween, very nice. We discuss all manner of aspects about the festival, from what's on, what kind of creative decisions went into making the programme for the film festival, and what the film festival's aims and objectives are as it now enters its 43rd year of running. Our conversation is wide-ranging. We go into all sorts of different things, and I'm sure there'll be something for everyone to enjoy. The week where this podcast episode is being released as well, I produced an episode of my official movie show, Days of Magical Mystery, Midweek Movie Mumblings, where I discuss some of the things I actually went and saw at the festival. So if you'd like to check that out, you can go to the CamFM website, camfm.co.uk/shows, hit my show, and go to the latest episode. Enjoy. But for now, though, I'll let Abby take it away and do all the talking for me. Just a quick note on the interview as well. We had a few technical issues with the microphone peaking in certain places on Abby's end, so there might be some moments of slightly disjointed audio. Please do forgive us for that. We did everything we could to kind of smooth those out in the editing process. So yeah, I hope that doesn't bother you too much, and I hope you very much enjoy this wonderful interview I had with a very wonderful guest. Bye-bye. CamFM. Welcome, everybody, to this very, very special CamFM exclusive interview, I should say. We are joined by a very special guest who is coming at us from the Cambridge Film Festival this year. May I introduce you to Abby Pollock from Cambridge Film Festival. Would you like to introduce yourself any further than what I have already done?
Well, Daisy, I'm so happy to be introduced like that. I don't know if I could say any more, but it's lovely to be on the show, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about the film festival. It's a very special part of my life and, you know, a really special part of the city, so thrilled to be invited on to chat about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a really huge part of Cambridge life. I mean, I've been a student here for 3 years now, and I've always made an effort to go to at least one screening for the Cambridge Film Festival, so I'm very glad to be able to share your wisdom with the people of Cambridge through this medium. Would you like to tell us a bit more about the festival, maybe a bit about the history of the festival, and sort of just imagine I had no idea what the Cambridge Film Festival was, I barely even know what a film is, explain to me all.
Yeah, for sure. So just to give you some context, I am one of the film programmers at the festival, which means I have a very important job of helping select what films we show to make sure that our audience and patrons that come to watch the films are entertained. So the Cambridge Film Festival is the third longest running film festival in the whole of the UK. It's our 43rd edition. We are running from the 24th of October till the 31st of October. We are basically trying to showcase as much cinema as we can. We've got films from all over the world, looking at lots of different subject matters. We've got documentaries, we've got film that focus on environmental issues, on race, on feminism. We've really got something for everyone. And the good thing about the film festival is that we're not just showing blockbusters that you would see in your everyday cinema, we're also showing lots of art house. So we really try and give as much opportunity for film lovers and also people that don't necessarily know if film is the medium for them to come and see something. So it's a really special thing to be part of.
Wonderful. Well, I couldn't have explained it any better myself. That's amazing. So just on the topic of documentaries, I have had a quite the pilfer of the various things you've got on offer, making my own timetable for the week. And I did notice, you know, there's such a huge plethora of documentaries and things by smaller directors and things that maybe not maybe the sort of big ticket films that. But I was sort of wondering if you could tell me, like, maybe if there are some favourite documentaries of yours, if there was kind of a through line with the documentaries that you've chosen, sort of what your process was going into it, and if there's anything we should particularly look out for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the state of the world at the moment, there are so many stories that are not being heard, you know, there's so many things going on that people deserve to have a voice. And, you know, we think it's our responsibility to showcase those voices. I should mention that our programme is 50% male and 50% people that identify as female or non-binary. So we really want to have as many real voices spoken as possible. And we do that throughout our documentaries. So just a couple of ones to highlight would be a film called Norman. the director is actually attending for a Q&A on Friday the 25th, which is really exciting. And the subject of the documentary will actually be attending as well. And the story of the film is essentially an investigation into the issues of domestic and gun violence and what the aftermath is like for those that have to live with the consequences of that. So I think that will be a really amazing one to attend as well. But on a completely different level, you know, we've got a different type of documentary completely. We've got a fly on the wall documentary called Grand Theft Hamlet. So Grand Theft Hamlet is essentially a film that was developed during COVID by two actors that still wanted to practice their acting skills, basically, and their voice acting. So they decided to try and replicate Shakespeare's Hamlet on Grand Theft Auto. So I'm sure that I've seen the film, and it's led to some really quite unique scenes, not something you would have seen on the big screen before. So that's definitely another thing to look out for. And we've also got a really amazing environmental strand too. And one of the films that I'm really looking forward to is called Diving Into Darkness. So if you are a fan of the sea, or even if you're not a fan of the sea and you're a fan of a really good heartfelt story and a mystery as well, the ocean is a mystery, then I would say this is the one for you.
Wonderful. Well, amazing. I picked up on Grand Theft Hamlet as I've heard that making the rounds quite a lot. I've heard some very, very good things about Grand Theft Hamlet from a lot of people. I will myself be seeing that, so you will stay tuned on Day's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings, guys. You'll be hearing my review of that very shortly. But no, wonderful. That's great to hear. So we've talked about sort of smaller documentaries, things like that. Any larger films that you're interested in having a chat about? Some maybe Sean Baker productions that may or may not be on the listing for this festival?
Yes. Well, you read my mind there. In fact, working at the film festival, you might not be surprised, but we really do not get a lot of chance to go and see the films. But Sean Baker's Anora film is definitely one of the ones that I am making the time to see. So Anora is going to be one of our big films of the festival. And the director, Sean Baker, he's a very loyal filmmaker to the Cambridge Film Festival. We've had his work before. You may remember the Florida Project. We had that back in 2017. And that was super, super special. So just to give you some context on what Anora is about in just one line, it's the Palm d'Or winner at Cannes Film Festival, and it's essentially following a young woman who is trying to make it out of quite a difficult career that she's led herself on, and how she's trying to escape. I don't know if I want to use the word escape, but how she's trying to get a little bit more out of the life that she's currently living. But I don't want to give too much away, because I think it's going to be one of the best films that we are showing at the festival this year. And I would really advise everyone to come see it if you want to see something different, something colourful, and an inspiring story as well.
Amazing. Yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself. I have a couple of people I know who are at the London Film Festival, and they were all, when they heard I was going to be talking to someone from the Cambridge Film Festival, they're like, you need to talk about Anora with them. So I'm very glad I had that chat with you. That's incredible. There are some other, you know, quite large films showing as well. I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about some of the reruns that you've got. So there's some older films as well on the schedule, things that haven't been released this year necessarily. And I was wondering if you could tell me a bit more about that. There's the Michelle Yeoh double bill, for example. I was just wondering if you could go a bit more into sort of why you picked these films, and you know, why we should go see them at the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, we've got some absolute classics within our reruns. As you've mentioned, Michelle Yeoh's Double Bill as well is going to be super, super popular. And we've also got Point Break as well. I don't know if you've seen that, but oh my gosh, what a classic. It was one of the first films that I ever studied when I was studying film at uni. And it's just the most wonderful story. I mean, people can take their own view on what the film means. But I've certainly got my thoughts about what messages they're trying to get through. And it's really one of those where it's something that everyone can take away something different. In fact, with Point Break, we're really glad to be doing a panel discussion after our Saturday screening, which is taking place. So the film screening at 6:20, and then post that we'll have a discussion all about the film. So it'll be a really good opportunity to hear from some industry experts on why the film has lasted so long and why it's made such an impression. But yeah, this is all part of our Fierce Frames Strand, which is essentially the art of action. We're really pleased to be working with the BFI on this strand, and it's been programmed to make sure that we are finding something for everyone within the genre of action. So hopefully lots of you will join us for those as well. It'll be super fun to see something old on the cinema screen as well. I think there's something really magical about seeing something that you've enjoyed watching in earlier years and seeing it on the big screen. It makes it feel a little bit more real.
No, absolutely. I mean, people listening to this show, frequent listeners of Dave's Magical Mystery Mix, will know that I am a frequent visitor to Picture House to see reruns of things. And my watch of The Thing in 2022, oh my lord, that was so good. But anyway, I'm absolutely with you there. You know, that experience of seeing something that you've seen before, especially I think in the festival environment when you're with people who are just as fascinated about film as you are. And as you say, that panel discussion afterwards is very interesting. Also afterwards is the surprise film at 8:45. Now I'm not gonna, you know, the point of a surprise film is that you're not gonna reveal what it is, so obviously I don't want to ask you what that film is, but I was wondering if there were any hints or anything at all you could give us. Absolutely fine if not, but you know, just sort of what I thought I'd dip my toe into that.
You know, Daisy, it's certainly worth asking, but I know as much as you do. The only people that know what the surprise film is our lead programmer and the person in projection who will put the DCP on when the film starts. And that is the honest to God truth. I've been working for the film festival for 8 years and nobody has ever told me what the surprise film is before it is on the big screen. As you know, we show amazing films. It's been a real variety of stuff over the years and always stuff that has been so successful in previous festival runs over the course of the year. So even if you don't know what you're seeing, I always make the effort to go and see the surprise film too. So hopefully see you there.
Incredible. Well, if half the people I've told to go and see the surprise film actually do show up, you'll have quite the packed viewing, I tell you that much. No, that's absolutely wonderful. Thank you. So it's so interesting to kind of hear from your perspective about how these films are chosen and things like that. It's genuinely great. One thing I definitely wanted to ask was what people who maybe aren't in Cambridge over the next week will be able to, how they'll be able to interact with the festival, maybe follow it on social media, catch up with the things you're up to, or maybe people who are only able to attend maybe one or two screenings and maybe don't have time to go to a panel discussion afterwards, although they definitely should do. I was sort of wondering if you were running any other events after the Cambridge Film Festival, or like how they might best be able to follow you on various social media platforms of your choice, etc., etc.
100%. So you can definitely keep up with what the film festival is up to in its day-to-day activities during the week of the festival on our Instagram. We're at Cam Film Fest. We also have a TikTok account, which I can tell you now our interns have been having lots and lots of fun with. It's a really good way of like showing what fun we do have behind the scenes and also what fun is going on during our screens as well and around the building. And that's very true, actually. We are a film festival that takes place in October, but we really try and put year-round activities on all the time. So if we do have stuff on, you can find out about that at our website, which is camfilmfest.com. This means we'll be doing some more screenings as well. I know that we've already got a screening booked in for February. I can't tell you much more about that yet, but if you keep an eye out for it, you will hear some amazing stuff. And yeah, we love it and we really love our audience and we're really grateful to our little patrons for coming along and supporting the festival. That's what it's all about. And yeah, if you've not been to the festival before, you're more than welcome. You know, we like to consider ourselves like a family. We are a charity after all, so it's all in the name of cinema, and that's what we're here to celebrate, film and community as well.
Amazing. No, that's genuinely an incredible answer. Thank you so much. Thanks so much again for taking the time to speak to me today. Is there anything else, any last minute things you'd like to say to the good people of Cambridge and beyond, anything final to convince them to come?
Yeah, what I would say is don't be nervous about coming to see a film that you don't know something about. I think that is the brilliance of film festivals. You are there to see something that you don't know about. When you go to the cinema and you book your tickets, you generally know the storyline, you know who's going to be in it. That's not the case with film festivals often, and the program that we've come up with, and that's how new films are discovered, that's how new talent is discovered, it's how new art is made. So come along, challenge yourself, and meet our lovely team. We'll be happy to show you and direct you around our lovely building and make sure you feel very welcome. So come along to the film festival 24th to the 31st of October, and yeah, learn something different and have fun.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And I hope that has encouraged all of you at home to hop, skip and jump over to Picture House over the next week and catch one of the many things showing at Cambridge Film Festival. Thank you so much, Abby.
Thank you, Daisy. Cam FM.
Thank you for listening to my interview with Abby, such a wonderful guest, and I hope that sort of filled your day with some much needed film goss, etc. Just a reminder that you can catch up on my show from this week where I discuss some of the films I saw at the festival, if you're listening to within 45 days of this podcast going up, via www.camfm.co.uk/shows and clicking on Daisy's Magical Mystery at Midweek Movie Mumblings. And you can catch up with CamFM across our various social media channels via at CamFM972. You can also contact us via email via our website, www.camfm.co.uk/committee, where you can get in touch with me or any number of the people currently on committee. But without further ado, thanks so much for listening and have a great rest of your day. Bye.